Thank you, Mr. Chair. India appreciates the efforts of the advisory committee in addressing this important subject. This timely discussion recognized the increasing and far-reaching negative impact on human rights resulting from the deliberate creation and dissemination of false or manipulated information. We reiterate that the exercise of the right to freedom of opinion and expression is an essential foundation of a democratic polity, further strengthened by constitutional and legal mechanisms that offers guarantees for its protection. It enables people to be vigilant about their rights and enhances their capacity to participate in the decision-making process, as well as in the protection and promotion of all human rights, including the right to development. We believe that promoting the enjoyment of this right would have a multiplier effect on other rights as well. We also firmly believe that the right to freedom and freedom of opinion and expression should not be used to spread disinformation, target individuals, or provoke stigmatization and violence. In the age of social media and online news, such acts of hate speech impact social harmony across borders. Therefore, we believe that reasonable restrictions in accordance with national laws and in line with applicable international human rights instruments are necessary when exercising the freedom of opinion and expression to maintain peace, harmony, public order, and the safety and security of the people. In India, freedom of speech and expression is a fundamental right, and any restrictions imposed are subject to judicial review by the constitutional courts, including through direct appeal to the Supreme Court of India. We also have effective legal and institutional mechanism in place to promote the right to information and to prevent the spread of disinformation and hate speech. I thank you.